This year marks the 125th birthday of a San Francisco historic landmark. Nope, not City Hall, not the Golden Gate. Bayview Opera House, San Francisco's oldest theater. It was built in 1888 by the Freemasons and over the decades expanded and evolved with the neighborhood. It went from being a performance space for vaudeville, opera, and theater to include visual arts, education, social activism, and community building. Today, it's the neighborhood's vibrant cultural hub. The Opera House closed recently for some major fix-ups. Last week, Mayor Ed Lee and the San Francisco Arts Commission broke ground on the building's renovation.
We're all coming together to understand treasures like this and how we can turn historic sites into meaningful, active sites along 3rd Street.
I went by the Opera House before it closed and spoke with its executive director, Barbara Ockel, about the Opera House then and now.
Bayview was just kind of a, you know, collection of some ramshackle little huts. People, there was cows grazing, there were slaughterhouses. And it was kind of a, you know, upcoming business community, but it wasn't really connected to the city. And so the Masons decided what this community lacks is culture and entertainment. So they built the Bayview Opera House for that purpose. And they started having little shows and you know, large celebrations. And when acts came up from Southern California to perform downtown at the real opera houses, they stopped here first, and that was kind of their warm-up. Minstrel shows, vaudeville, you know, that kind of thing. And then as it got closer to the 30s, that wasn't happening so much anymore, and the building was used for various purposes. It was a pool hall for a while, a storage area, just miscellaneous things. And then in the 60s, it was sold by the Masons to a private owner. And that's where Ruth Williams came in, who is the person that the building is now named after. There was a danger that the building was going to be demolished because people were saying, well, it's just this old building, let's just take it down, let's put something else here. And she went to war, and she was able to connect with some people downtown and got the building landmarked in 1968. And it's actually, the landmark program started late 1967, and this is a landmark number 8 in San Francisco, where before Legion of Honor, before City Hall, you know, before all kinds of buildings that are way more famous. So we have this wonderful 3,000 square foot performance space where people can sit, and you see below us the Douglas fir floor that we uncovered under many layers of very ugly material. And you see on the stage, the stage is a proscenium stage, and it has a proscenium arch, and it's beautifully painted in the original style that was painted when it was first built.
The theater is an art gallery.
We have changing shows all the time, and people do come in here during events, and they see the art that they would normally maybe not see because they're not in the habit of going to art galleries, but because they're coming here to see a show, participate in a meeting, they're exposed to the art, and people always walk around and look at the art when they come. This quilt here was made by one of our teaching artists, William Rhodes, with students from Charles Drew Elementary School, and it was a Black History Month project. You know, their school is named for Charles Drew, and so the artists went in and investigated the history of Dr. Charles Drew, and then each child prepared a square for this quilt that then the artist assembled into a big quilt. So that's
so part, colorful.
Yes, it is. And it's part of our Dare to Dream Arts program, where we send professional artists as teachers into schools and work with the children. And children also come to the Bayview Opera House for these activities, but now, you know, if we're going to be closed, that won't be able to happen. So the artists go to the schools and work on projects with the kids. And then oftentimes they bring the stuff back here. And so then the parents come in to admire the art that the kids created. And so it connects the parents and the kids back to the Bayview Opera House. So our building is now closed for renovations, and it's going to be closed for about a year. And the renovations that are going to be taking place are going to be transforming. And so we're going to get a new outdoor stage, and a large area around the stage where people can sit and enjoy concerts, performances.
This building is now shut off, but it's closed to the public. But you're not stopping Third on Third, which is tonight. So why don't we give our listeners a sneak peek into what they can expect if they head to Third on Third tonight?
Yes, Third on Third is an event that we're going to always be doing as long as people want us to do it. We're doing it for the community. And tonight we're going to have roller skating. Well, rollerblading, actually, I have to say. It's rollerblading these days. And it's going to cost $1 to rollerblade. It's going to include the shoes. And then we're going to have a special guest, the African-American Shakespeare Company. And they're going to have members of their cast as Cinderella and Prince Charming from their play Cinderella that they perform every holiday season. We're just about ready to have the kids from Charles Drew School come over. And they're taking photography and music today.
What role do you feel the Opera House has in changing the perception of Bayview as a place of poverty, a place of low-income residents? What power does this place have, do you think, in changing those perceptions, which are widely held?
What we're doing is just saying, well, we're not denying that there is poverty, because there is, and it's something that needs to be addressed. But what we're trying to say is that you don't have to be afraid to come to Bayview. It is not dangerous to be in Bayview. And people in Bayview are just regular people that you want to meet, that have fun, that enjoy a good concert, that enjoy a good meal at a restaurant. And so we're trying to activate the street around the Bayview Opera House. And that's what we're doing with our Third on Third events, as well as other events that we've done over the years. But we're just putting stuff on the street in the different restaurants, both new restaurants, new businesses, old businesses. We don't make any distinction. Whoever is around the Bayview Opera House can participate in this event, and many do now. And so we just put activity in the street so that people don't have to be afraid. Like, you don't want to be the only person walking around on an empty street that feels maybe kind of bad. But if there's hundreds of people around you and there's music playing on the corner, then it feels comfortable. So that's how we are, you know, counteracting that.
What do you think the Bayview Opera House has done for Bayview?
I think the Bayview Opera House, more than anything, gives Bayview an identity. And it's something that people say, yes, that's us. The Bayview Opera House is us. I went there as a child. I had really great experiences there. It's sort of the hub. It's something that combines that, you know, connects everybody in the community, because they have good experiences at the Bayview Opera House.